Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It's the first Dirty Work in a couple weeks that really, really upset a lot of you. So let's take it away. Who's this?
Hey, it's Sean.
Okay, what's up, Sean? Let's talk some Dirty Work.
Well, I met this amazing, phenomenal woman. Her name's Jen. She works at the she's a bartender there. And we've been dating for about 4 months, and things heated up really fast. I mean, so fast, you guys may judge it a little bit.
Come on, man. We don't judge around here. It is the reason why Dirty Work works. So, good. What do you mean, move too fast? Give it to us.
Okay, well, straight up, we fell in love, and we immediately started talking about getting engaged, marriage, the real thing, what our future looks like, all of it. And we just know that we're in it for the long haul. I mean, everything aligned perfectly, our values, what we want out of life. So, yeah, I plan on proposing very soon to Jen, over the holidays.
Oh, wow. Okay, so 4 months is pretty quick, in my opinion. But what's going on? Obviously, something has changed because you wouldn't be calling us otherwise. Does she not want to get engaged anymore? If that's the case, you can't totally fault her for that.
Oh, no. She's still all about getting engaged. I wanted to surprise her with a ring and the proposal, but she wants to go pick it out together, naturally. So that's just the way she wants things to go, which is fine. I get it. So, yeah. So, like I said, I had planned on taking her to get a ring over the holidays, around Thanksgiving. But depending on the government shutdown, that may have to wait until Christmas due to finances. But anyway, yeah, about 3 weeks ago, things kind of started to get weird.
All right, weird as in, do you think she met another person at the bar she works at? Or is she not responding to your texts as fast or canceling plans? What do you mean?
Well, she just started becoming, distant and wasn't able to hang out as much. She wasn't as communicative. She said she was picking up more shifts at the so, I get it. She's also in college working towards becoming a nurse, and she is hustling hard. No one works as hard as this girl. But there was one night where she said she had picked up a shift, and I went up there to surprise her, and to my surprise, she wasn't even working. And some of the other bartenders said she had never picked up a shift. So it's
that's something's off there. So obviously you said something to her about that, right?
Yeah, I did. And she said she'd picked up a shift, but then ended up getting a migraine and ended up staying home and going to bed early. Like I said, she's working so hard between trying to earn money. So she's, overworking herself, I think. But she's in school. I totally respect that. I support it. I just can't help but feel like something's off.
Oh, yeah, man. All right. So, yeah, hang on the line. Make sure you're listening. We're going to get her phone number. We will call her. But there's definitely something going on here. But that's the reason why Natalia and I do Dirty Work Wednesday, because we will find out for you. Come up next.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jen?
This is. And who are you?
Oh, God, I'm so sorry, Jen. This is so random and weird. But I got your number from Christine. You know, she's one of the other bartenders. But anyway, my name is Dana.
Yeah, I know Christine. What's up?
Well, so I go to the pretty often, and I notice this super cute guy up there. His name is Sean, and I asked Christine about him, and she had mentioned that you guys were dating, but when I went up back to the about a week ago and asked Christine about you two, she said she didn't think you guys were together anymore. So basically, I'm interested in him, but didn't want to overstep. I'm a regular there, and I just didn't want to make things weird.
Oh, please, have at him. Seriously, I could not care less.
Oh, really? Are you sure? Because there were rumors about you two getting engaged or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, that was a thing. Like, okay, and listen, he's a good guy. He pays for everything, or at least he did until the shutdown. God, I mean, I know he'll get back pay, but I really don't want to wait around for that. So I've been exploring my options, you know, if you know what I mean. And honestly, I was just in it because he literally paid for everything. My bills, anytime we went out, anything I wanted. And now that's all dried up. So basically, time to move on to go bigger and better.
Oh, wow. It's like that. I'm sorry, but that's pretty sad and pathetic if you ask me. But sure, I'll shoot my shot with Sean, with or without pay.
Okay, I could care less what you think about me or what anyone thinks. I know what I want and I know what I can get, so bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.